Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone. This is the Sound Health Options Show with Sherry Edwards and Richard Olson, brought to you this week by nanovoice.org, one of my favorite sleeper applications from Sound Health. And this is the show for July 10th, 2011. Good morning, Sherry. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. There's so much exciting stuff to share with people today.
It really is amazing. There's just a flurry of activity in the news world.
Well, thank you for joining us. You'll notice that for those of you in WebEx with us watching the show, because we do a video broadcast, that our new site is back up. It got bombed a couple of times. I have my little cursor over the Journal of Bioacoustic Biology. It stopped it. You could read more, but if I take my cursor off, it begins to move again and scroll. So we were bombed several different directions. For some people, if they downloaded anything of ours, they got a bunch of pornography. So it took a while to get this back up. But if you want to join us on this video broadcast, go to soundhealthoptions.com and go to radio shows. Here on the front page, and you'll find a link, and you can watch the show as well as listen to it on Blog Talk. There's a bit of a delay. One of the neat things about the video broadcast is that you get all of the back room talk, everybody talking before the show and what's going on. So it's like being tapped into the kind of private little community of the radio show. So we have lots of stuff today. Richard, where do you want to start?
I really wanted to have you jump right on to the article about the woman being arrested for gardening. I just think that is so
ridiculous.
So ridiculous, so absolutely stunningly stupid. I mean, just it's a combination. Well, it's a phrase I'd use if we weren't on air, that has to do with the term cluster. That it's just so stunning because it's a combination of why would we waste our tax dollars doing such a thing? Why does the government think they have a right to make a person not have a garden in their front yard, with a community saying that even the community around her likes the garden, likes what she's doing, and yet the government, the local police, feel the, you know, right or need to harass or jail this woman.
Well, I've got the pictures up of the garden, but, you know, we should tell people what we're going to talk about today.
Oh, sorry.
Signature sound, favorite colors, soul notes, and give people their birthday notes and that kind of thing, so if you want to be a part of that, just know that that's coming down the road, and we have some things to give you. Okay, this article I sent Richard, I could not believe this article. I sent it to Richard beforehand, and this was reported under Crime and Court. Michigan resident faces 93 days in jail for vegetable garden. A Michigan resident facing up to 93 days in jail for planting a vegetable garden in her front yard, MyFoxDetroit.com reports. Julie Bass, or Bass, of Oak Park, Michigan, was first given a warning followed by a ticket. Now she's being charged with a misdemeanor for her simple front yard garden. And for people who aren't watching this, it's four rectangular boxes with some green stuff growing up in it. Looks like some corn and tomatoes. The city is claiming that the vegetable garden violates a city code that states that front yards must consist of suitable live plant material in which BAFT responds, we think it's suitable. They say, why shouldn't we grow things in the front yard? Well, why shouldn't they? That's fine. It's pretty. It's well-maintained. She said, I could sell out and just not have them bother me anymore, but then there's no telling what they're going to harass the next person about. Yay for Julie Bass. I think this is incredible that she wants to grow her own food, and we're going to have somebody on tomorrow's show that's going to talk to you about making your front yard a garden. So B.B. Farber, is it Farber or Faber?
Faber, I believe.
Is going to be with us, and that's one of the first things that she's going to talk about. I just don't get it. This is a no-victim crime. People in the neighborhood have not complained. How is this different from some kind of cactus garden in the front yard or flower garden in the front yard? This just happens to be vegetables.
Yeah, this is a no-crime, no-crime. It's not even a victimless crime. It's like, really? Really? This is the only thing that the police have to do in this community?
Well, I think I have the hidden motive for why this is happening.
Good.
I'm not absolutely sure, but I think I do. So this is only 3 minutes long. And it's in between a commercial, too, and it's Alex Jones and Mike Adams. Which is another.
Here's the report. Now they're going to put sensors in the sewer lines to test your DNA and what drugs you're taking to track and surveil everyone. And there's other crazy news, $3 million for shrimp on treadmill studies. Mike Adams is with us during the three-minute break. We're live on the radio right now, but I'm uploading this behind-the-scenes video for folks. Mike, you can now announce that you've moved to Texas in an undisclosed location. It's exciting to have you here, and I appreciate you filling in and sitting in at Infowars.com sometimes. The great work you're doing over at NaturalNews.com. Just real briefly, in 2 minutes, tell us why you're here today with this new draconian bureaucracy.
Oh, it's not loading right. This is about this new law.
Right, regulations they're proposing.
Well, all of these supplements that you're looking at right here could soon be outlawed under new proposed FDA regulations. They're going to put an unbelievable burden on these companies to reapply for permission for every ingredient that they've used since 1994. Yes, the FDA wants to...
I have to sneeze.
Gesundheit. It'll catch up. It's trying to buffer. It's trying to catch up. I know what Mike is talking about.
This is kind of crazy. We have an article about this, too, and I'm going to post it in the chat room for people. So I don't know why this isn't doing its thing here. Go ahead and play. It just kind of stopped in the middle. Well, what he's talking about is the FDA. I'm going to back this a little and see if it will play.
Since 1994. Yes. The FDA wants you to go back 17 years and submit new applications for all of these products so that you can have permission to sell them, permission from the government, permission that the FDA is very likely to deny. Because the FDA says all these products have been adulterated. That's right, they use the word adulterated because they say if you modify an ingredient, such as cooking it or baking it or changing the particle size or fermenting it, now all of a sudden that product is adulterated. And then they can use that adulteration label as justification to come in and raid your vitamin company at gunpoint.
But guess who's exempt?
Of course, the drug companies are exempt because synthetic chemicals, synthetic molecules do not have to be approved by the FDA under this new scheme. Only natural molecules, kind of molecules you find in natural supplements, superfoods.
So they're synthetic vitamins, to be clear,
yeah,
which in the studies are what have been proven to be toxic.
That's right.
They then use to blame all of this stuff that has like dulse and kelp and orange peel, evil Al-Qaeda stuff.
Right. This is natural. Interfood is all natural. I even gave this an award before. This is a great product.
Yeah, but what about evil olive leaf?
Yeah,
oh,
right.
My gosh.
Oh,
save me.
But again, they're going after your supplements now. They're going to try to take all these off the market and force you into a hospital and force you to take drugs instead of using natural supplements.
And they tried this with the food Safety Act, other things that big Agra, big pharma funded last year, but now they failed. And in there it said Codex Alimentarius. Folks, it's now happened in Europe. They're banning most over-the-counter vitamins, minerals, superfoods. They're making everybody self-report all these bureaucracies. We're about to go back live on the radio, streaming at Infowars.com, with Mike Adams, so that'll be it for this special preview, but the whole thing will be up on the YouTube channel later, and of course, it's now streaming live at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm Alex Jones, over and out.
And again, back to the lady that we're going to have tomorrow. She's got a story, and there is a video. There is a family of four, and they took one-fifth of an acre, and they grow everything they eat. They have a cow and a goat and chickens, I guess. But she's going to explain to us how to do this on our own, because our food supply is becoming so incredibly adulterated. We're going to have to go back and be self-reliant with our food. And one of the things we're going to show you today is how to go back and be self-reliant about your health. Well, we've got some things about blogs and other things we want to show you. So, Richard, would you talk about the blog that you created for people?
Sure. And for those of you following us on WebEx, this will make much more sense, but I can talk you through it. What we'll do now is you'll go to soundhealthoptions.com, and on that page you can click on blogs at the top in the top menu. And then that will load a page that says Blog Talk Radio, and you can click on Find Out More. And when you click on that, that'll bring up the menu for the Blog Talk Radio show. And at the very top it says Blog, and you click on that blog link. And you can always go to this page also and find the link and all the login information for the show that we're on right now. And then you'll go to this blog site, and you'll see some articles, and as more articles, right now it just says, this is a test, because we just want to make sure everything is working. And when you go in, you'll see a featured article, and then, as I say, as more other information gets posted, and we start building a repository of articles, you'll be able to click on one of those, and then you'll see what the article or the information or the comment that's been posted is. And if you click on one of those, Sherry, that just says, you know, continue reading, maybe, or, yeah, that's good. And what will happen is you'll find a story that you want to read or information you want to comment on. And once that information comes up, you'll be able to just scroll down after you've read the material a little bit. And if you want to post a comment, you do have to put in your name and you do have to put in an email address, which won't be published. It's just that way people won't spam and just put, you know, junk stuff in there. And then you'll be able to, you know, write whatever you want, put in, you know, make a comment, add something, ask a question if you want. And, you know, this will be a public forum where we'll be able to have comments going about what's happening here at Blog Talk Radio. And I suspect there may be other stuff from other shows as well.
Okay, I just submitted a comment, so we'll see what happens. Oh, it comes back. I'm commenting about the test. This is live. So it begins to show
a thread.
A thread, that's what it's called.
That's what it's called.
I have a little bit of trouble getting back to home from here. So.
Oh, but you thought, oh, I see. Well, I can change that so that home goes back to the main site. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking about home as if it's the mothership website, and I'll change that. Because that home button was set up just to take you to the home of the Blog Talk Radio. But I'll change that link.
Do it down here by Sound Health Options.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I thought you could. That didn't work.
That did work. Whoops. Okay, I'll have to fix that.
Back. While we're here, we're going to put up a scroll for Jill's book. And I hope those of you who asked for the book last week or the week before, and we sent out 10 copies, all 10 copies we had. And Richard got his, and he had a few comments.
I said, because it's an interesting format, meaning size. It's like a fat pocketbook.
And I was saying it kind of reminds me of Jill, that it's sort of a fairy realm thing. It's like a little pocketbook. It's a little cute fairy realm book. But, I mean, the art, her artwork is really, I mean, she's so prolific. It's really stunning. It's a very good, you know, I like it very much. It's an enjoyable, you know, I want to say pile of information. But, you know, I mean, it's a lot of, you know, she puts a lot of effort into the works that she does. It's really amazing.
She did the painting on the front.
Yeah.
All through it is this little fairy dance that she does as she pulls all of this really heavy information together.
Yeah.
She sent it overseas. Some swami offered to print it for her for free because it was, or not free, but minimal, because he thought it was such an important book. And they obviously didn't know some things, like you start a new chapter on the right side and things like that. So there's some flaws in it in that way by its format, but the information is very good. I think it gives people an understanding, too, that even though I was born down here in Appalachia and raised here and no electricity and lived in a corn crib, and there's still something that can happen out of that. That kind of background doesn't have to keep you down. And she asked me what I wanted people to get out of the book, and I said, if I can do it, anybody can do it. I want people that hope. And I think she's captured that.
No, I enjoyed it. It is, I mean, as you say, it is really amazing. That was one of the things I enjoyed when we talked to her, is that she takes really, I mean, she, because of her personality and her voice, it really is like talking to somebody from the fairy realm to start with. However, she takes really complex material and weaves it together really pretty darn well.
Yes. I was looking here for the forum, because not only do we have the blog, but we made a forum for you, and I put the link in here.
It's actually a Yahoo group. And the cool thing about the Yahoo group, for those people that might not be so blog inclined, is with a Yahoo group, once you join it, and if you have other Yahoo groups, you'll be able to go just to your Yahoo groups page and join this, that you'll be able to post something on the Yahoo group or respond to an email, and then it just will go out to everybody that's in the group automatically, and it'll come into your email feed, so you don't have to go someplace else to get it. And it's really a nice way to, you know, make a comment and reply to that, or somebody posts a comment and put something else out, and then the thread just begins to build from there. And when you're in your Yahoo groups, you can choose whether you want individual emails or if you want to have it so that you get what is called a digest, which means once a day you'll get a digest of all the information that came out. And here's some of the files that Sherry has already sent out on the Yahoo group.
And we're going to talk about this Wheels with Triangles today, the radiation chart when we did the radiation reading, and the note correlate chart with all the notes and what's going on. You can also download that from Nano Voice, but I'm going to put up If You Can Moan, You Can Tone, and the Rabbit article, and our new articles as soon as we get people used to this. Richard and I and Carol, we're all going to be moderating this, so as you post, all of you will be able to answer each other's posts and make comments and ask any of us questions. So I think that's kind of neat. I don't think there's any messages so far, except I sent Richard one and said, sign up if you would.
I like Yahoo groups. It's sort of an old style thing in terms of newsletter. It used to be called newsletters, now it's called groups. And I like it because it's very, you know, simple, and like you say, it comes directly into your email, so you don't have to go someplace.
Well, with the blog that we just talked about, you have to go there and look and see what's happening.
Yes.
And I don't know if I'm on the right spot or not. But I did post this in the chat, and I can't even see it.
If you would repost that in chat, that would be great, because I will then repost it at Blog Talk.
It's
when my WebEx crashed.
health.groups.yahoo.com/group/guardian network. So I'll repeat that. health.groups.yahoo.com/group/guardian network. So you can go there and join. You can request to join. We just click a button and you come in. Most of this is going to be for you Guardian Network people only. And it's also, we posted the stuff to entice you to join this and to join the Guardian Network. Now, to join the Guardian Network, we have to go back and look at Sound Health Options and just go to Guardians of the People. Our class this month is Eyes, so we're going to be doing Eye Watcher. One of the things I want to point out before we start doing some of our ranting, I'd like you to view our products and go to page 4. You know, all of these, or most of them, probably 99% of them, are books that we are in, which I think is kind of neat. I didn't know we were in 30-some books.
Wow.
So go to page 4. And you know, Jill, I don't know if Jill's book's on here, but there's a little thing that says Korg CA40, and you can get this at Amazon, Korg CA40, and it can tell you what notes you are speaking. You hold it in your hands, very small, flatter than a pack of cigarettes, but smaller if you look at it by the large size. But you can see the note someone else is speaking, and you don't have to have your computer there. So this is like a little nano kind of thing, but you can hold it in your hand. And if you order it through our products, we get a little kickback. We get enough probably every month to buy at least one book for our library that we want. But take a look at some of those books that are on there, too. Those are all books that we've been in, and we just don't have Jill's book up yet. But, you know, even buying two or three of these little things, because they used to be $27 or something, and now they're $14.45. So I think I'm going to have our bookkeeper buy a few, because they're just tremendous to have around. Okay, do you have any other things that you want to announce to people, Richard?
I don't think so. I think we want to get into, I'm excited to see the color wheel that you've talked about, and I see that we have quite a crowd here, so I suspect people are here to find their notes. So I think we should dive right into that.
Well, I would like to hear from Marion. Marion Lewis has been with us the last few weeks. Can we do that beforehand, Richard? Is that okay?
That would be great. I'd love to hear from Marion. That's an amazing story. I'd love to hear her progress.
Marion came to us. She had Parkinson's, and she's got her microphone on. So, hello, Marion.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
I am great. Can you tell people how you are?
Oh, I'm fantastic. That's the word, fantastic. We're finally home after 4,500 miles. Much riding in the car, so I'm glad to be home. Got caught up on the laundry, and I am almost, well, I'm smiling almost.
A total smile? You got a total smile?
No. Just on the lower part.
Oh, okay.
The upper part is still not quite there, but I know it will come. And I'm smelling a lot more things. And the other day, I wanted to tell you that I realized I was swinging my arms without really thinking about it. And I haven't done that in a long, long time. And also, my tremor is diminished, but I with the middle toe, although the other toes are fine.
And this is from a frozen curled up toes, a paralyzed jaw.
So the face was totally paralyzed. In 1974, I had a saliva gland removed, had cancer in the saliva gland. And so the facial nerve had to be cut to remove that area. And so I have not had any movement or feeling on the left side of my face all these years. I now have feeling on the outside and the inside because I was always biting my cheek before and wasn't aware. Or if I went to get a permanent at the beauty shop, I would put blisters on my ear because it was burning. I just couldn't feel it. But now I have feeling in that whole side of my face.
And what's it been, 3 or 4 weeks?
I came to you initially on June 7th, and when I checked in with you, it was, I think, July 7th or some of the months later. And that came almost immediately when I was in the office with you. I started to feel a tingle on the left side of my mouth. So it started then, and nerves have regenerated. Also, I had lung cancer when I was 50, so that would be 1987. And the area on the, it's also on the left side, everything's on the left side, the Parkinson's and everything. But the area where the scar tissue was and where the two drainage tubes have been is also a numb area. The healing has been restored there. I don't know how many people know, but I was exposed to radioactive material when I was 18 years old. I'm 74 now. And with over the years, I've had this low thyroid problem, cancer, and Parkinson's that is primarily attributed to being exposed to radioactive material. So I really urge people to join the Guardians Network and find out more about these radiations. Definitely
going to
affect you and your children down the road.
Absolutely, and there's hope. Marion came to us with her toes and foot curled under, lots of loss of feeling, the tremors, and when we looked at the computer, the computer said the tremors are the very last thing you need to worry about. There's a lot of other things going on. So we've been giving her some anti-aging stuff by frequency, some telomeres by frequency and stem cells to get everything regenerated, and she's just progressing with flying colors. I love it when one of our clients from the clinic can come on and show people what we really can do here.
Well, there definitely is hope, and I also have an atrial fibrillation problem. I have appointment with my heart doctor later this month. I'm anxious to see what he has to say because I definitely think there is a difference. I don't have the fatigue and all that I had before. I have much more energy and I'm able to move much more freely and almost normal.
Marion, if your doctor said those people are quacks, you can't go back there or I'm not going to see you anymore, what would you tell him?
Well, say goodbye.
That is great, Marion. Thank you for sharing. Please come back and tell us every week what's really going on. You know, we had some people in looking at our marketing arm yesterday. Today's Sunday, so it was Friday. And these people set me down and said, if I had been exposed to Bill Gates in his garage, and he showed me what he could do, and you are now showing me what you could do, if I had to choose an investment, I would choose you. Is that incredible or what? That is phenomenal as far as I'm concerned. Somebody thinks this work is as important or more important than what Bill Gates brought to the world in terms of computer development.
In a certain way, it really is. However, without Bill Gates, we wouldn't be on WebEx. We wouldn't be doing what we're doing. And yet, it is true in terms of the impact of people's health
And I think that's really that's such an important point that Marion is making in there about the radiation exposure. That is so huge that she really has that, you know, awareness that everything that's really going on, or most of the things going on with her, have to do with her exposure to radiation. And that's why it's so important for people to join the Guardians Network and get that radical rescue software and start checking you and your loved ones.
Well, when you and I do shows on Rumor Mill News, and we have resigned from the show as of the end of July, we're talking there about politics and how the political situation is such that they're controlling food and water, but the biggie, they're trying to control health. We are trying to put together a system of health through the Guardian Network to be in place when they try to put this into our lives and stick it in our ear, and I was being polite. Even they've brought in Social Security to try to force people into this, and I'm going to read this for the people who are just listening to us. And this was sent to me by Laura, and it said, this is about the monthly amount of money you're going to pay to Medicare in 2011-12, and the huge increase you'll pay in 2013 is a short, important article. Congress will not allow an increase in the Social Security, COLA, cost of living adjustment, for Social Security people. However, the per-person monthly Medicare insurance premium will be increased from the 2009 premium of $96.40 to $104.20 in 2010. In 2011, it will go to $120.20, and then in 2014, to $247 will be taken out of your Social Security check. And I have a person who I know in this community. She only gets $300 and something a month from Social Security, and they're going to take $247 for Medicare. And they have not increased anything for cost of living for Medicare people. But Congress gave themselves a $3,000 a month cost of living adjustment, meaning they increased their pay by $3,000 a month. And this woman is living on $332, I think it is, and they're going to take $247. This is absolutely ridiculous. And I think this is one of the reasons the Guardian Network is so important, because you'll not have to rely on these people anymore. Actually, I think Obamacare is going to go down the tubes, but they're still going to put something in place of it. Last time I heard, Romney was out front for the Republicans, and he has Romneycare, very similar to Obamacare. But that's just kind of absolutely nuts and crazy. When we can do things, and you can learn to do things just like we did with Marion. Uncurl her toes, which are curled under her foot, so she can walk well again. Bring life back to her her face. Give her energy. That's all possible for all of you if you want to take these courses. And I would ask that all of you talk to your neighbors, your friends, your people who are interested in this at all, to join that Guardian Network so that we can at least begin to put the radiation network together that is ongoing. And if you haven't heard about that, go back and listen to some of the previous shows here on Blog Talk Radio. It was something that Richard helped us do. He was exposed to radiation. He took care of it immediately. Marion didn't, and she ended up with lung cancer and Parkinson's and salivary cancer. And that's what we're heading for down the road. On the 17th will be our last show with Rumor Mill News, and we'll have Dr. John Apsley and Arnie Gunderson with us to talk about this very important radiation from the rumor mill news, which it just got to be too much for us to do. We are going to one show a month with Healthy Life Network Radio, and we'll give you more information about that as it goes on. And, of course, you can always go to our show and click on radio and see where we're going to appear. So, Richard, I sent you a, well, just comment on that first, Richard.
I'm excited about us doing the show on healthylife.net network. I think that'll be very exciting, and it'll be wonderful to be able to not have to put the amount of hours of work for the three-hour show on Rumor Mill News, because it's a network that can't quite seem to get it completely together, is how I'll put it. And now I know we're going to see these exciting color wheels. Well, any moment we are. There we go.
Well, we're going to move from being in the political arena and advertising and supporting other people's work, although we'll still support some work, to really getting our work out there to the public and concentrating on that. We may do a weekly show on Healthy Life Network. We're not sure. But it's broadcast to terrestrial radio, real radio, not internet radio. Although there's more and more people listening to this, they listen to the archive more than anything else. So if you're listening to this archive on Blog Talk and you want to watch the archive, then get in touch with class at vocalprofiling.com. And Moonstone reminded us to, you can hear me typing here, vocalprofiling.com. Moonstone reminded us to record this. And I always forget, like 100% of the time I forget, and she's my memory for this. So you'll be able to watch this again. And, guys, this particular PowerPoint, we have downloaded it for you on the Guardian Network. So health.group.yahoo.com/group/Guardian Network. And you'll be able to download this particular PowerPoint. Okay, I'll start with you, Richard. When's your birthday?
November 20th, 1952.
Oh, right on the cusp. So do you consider yourself a Scorpio?
Yes.
Okay, so you love to see what's going on in people's minds and all that stuff. So your base note is a G. What is your favorite color?
As I look at the color wheel here, I would have to say it's, you know, in the blues.
So right next door.
Yeah.
So that tells, if something is right next door, one away or two away, that tells me that you have genetic issues. So just using this color wheel, we can tell where to go with your issues. So let's look at this as throughout history. Now notice here it has the notes C, C sharp, D, D sharp, E, and so forth. And that is much like the nano, where you're looking at each of the notes. So C, C sharp. So we just put it in a wheel, because it really is a wheel. It's a spiral more than anything else. So let's look at each of these as we go along. So we have an emotional side, which is the top side from F sharp to B, and we have the physical side from C to F. And for each note, it starts with Aries, and I took this directly from the starter wheel that you can download from NanoVoice, and I also put on the forum. I would like to hear from each of you, especially those of you who've been with us for such a long time. Albert, Andrew, Carol, Cincy, Bob, Everett, Jeannie House, Jordan, all of you, what you would like to see put up on that forum in support of your learning about Nano. I wonder if we should just do a forum with Nano and Guardian together. I don't know. But
maybe.
Aries, according to ancient astrology, is the note of sea. And you can use sonocards to see that what sea stands for. I don't know if it's leucine or isoleucine or whatever. I'm going to go look at Richard's chart as soon as I can get it manipulated open here and ask him for his, where do I have it? I thought I had it in PowerPoint. I do. I'm going to ask Richard for his exact birthday.
Now?
Yeah.
Okay. 11/20/52.
Okay, 11/20/52. There are frequencies coming to this planet all of the time, every day. And so I have, you said 11/22?
No, 11/20.
Oh.
1952.
Okay, now I'm going to go to my computer program and I'm going to look up the exact day for his birthday. And I'll be able to tell him what is going on with him today and by his soul note, if I didn't lose it. Okay, this puts Richard in a position to have cholesterol issues. It deals with vicinic acid, and that's the ability to translate good cholesterol into bad cholesterol. And just by this number, I know that Richard has trouble with, can I be personal?
Why stop now?
With belly fat and subdermal fat, because that particular number makes your body store everything that there is. And then,
I'm muting myself.
Is this bad?
No. It's fine. It's my life online.
But it's genetic.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to look at your note for today as we progress your notes and look and see what that stands for. What's going to be in trouble today? And I'm having trouble manipulating my computer here. So we know there's a base of cholesterol. And what's interfering today? Maybe some gout, a bit of pain in the joints, thyroid, the pectineus, one of the muscles of the hip, the pectinate, the muscle of the heart. So those are all things he has to look out for. Particularly, he has to look out for getting enough vitamin D today. All of these frequencies are bombarding our planet. And we, the sensitive people, are being influenced by it. So, Richard, I'd look at yours today and I'd say, okay, let's take some liquid D, maybe from Pure Encapsulations. You can find that online. So liquid D, the best I've ever found. That's what it says is going on in your chart today just by knowing your birthday, knowing the date of your birth, knowing what frequency that is being bombarded by the Earth from outer space. And there was a movie about this where this spaceship came down and was given all these mathematical signals, and they matched some kind of markers that were coming to the Earth from outer space that nobody knows where it's coming from. So this is the same thing. And we can do this with a computer program and tell Richard today that he's having trouble with vitamin D, and he certainly has trouble with genetic cholesterol, particularly because he is not able to create something called vicinic acid. And Richard, I'll give you the number for that, because we did send you a tone box, didn't we?
Not yet.
Thank
you.
I thought that was the other
That was the radical rescue box.
So you don't have your other box at all yet?
No, I don't.
Okay. We're going to talk about that.
So I have a question. So the foundational information is, if I can, I'll speak astrologically, is based on my birth chart, so to speak.
Yeah.
The cholesterol issue and all that. And then the second part is the daily influence that occurs based on what you're calling frequencies coming from space.
Yes. And
okay.
Your note that's in stress right now is C-sharp.
Okay.
This is where vicinic acid lies.
Mm-hmm.
So you're either going to be very attracted to this orange or to its opposite blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's your own note.
Oh, that's right. G is my note.
Right. And this was done astrologically centuries ago. Now, how
mm-hmm.
did these people know this? I think they were hearing these frequencies, and we've just polluted our world till we don't hear them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
There is a odoacoustic emission that everything gives off a sound, including humans. And when you listen to that sound, it helps balance you. And it's an article, if you can moan, you can tone. And I will put that up on the forum for people to download.
Well, in this, and I want to confirm this, but this seems like the perfect application to me for back to you talking about the Korg CA40, that's the sound device, because that means that I could, if I had a CA40, I would be able to moan or tone or whatever we want to call it until I got that G note going in my, get that sort of frequency going in my own voice. That would be beneficial to me, wouldn't it?
It would, but know that color and sound are opposites. So if you're born on G,
right,
and you want to make it the sound, you need C sharp. It's opposite.
Ah, oh, it's opposite. It's in opposition astrologically.
No,
okay.
Opposite.
Okay.
Okay, Andrew, are you willing to talk to us? Would you open your mic? I know you're not bashful. Or Marion, you could open your mic. Somebody open their mic and tell me their birthday. Carol.
Hi, you're Sherry.
Andrew. Hi, Andrew. When's your birthday?
June 16th.
So you're a Gemini.
That's right.
And what's your favorite color?
All my life it's been green, but now that I've started listening to the tones, it's kind of been changing. For a while it was kind of like a burgundy, and in this last year I think I'd say I'm more pulled towards yellow.
Toward yellow, gold yellow or lemon yellow?
Lemon.
Lemon, so that's two notes away. That again tells us it's genetic. But since it's on the lower side, it tells us it's a physical issue. So let's go back and look at your birthday and get the exact notes here. When is your birthday, Andrew?
June 16th.
Oh, you just said that to me, and I just ignored you.
okay.
June. Okay, back one more. June 16th. Okay, I'm going to look up that note with my little trusty computer program here. And that is methionine, which helps the body process what's coming in. It's also a potassium cell salt. Actually, potassium has been coming to the planet over the last 10 days or so, so people are going to have more problems with just retaining water. I'm going to say, we look at yours, and we have a number here. I think it's shoulder. Yes, the infrasmanase is the shoulder muscle. You have a particular sensitivity to benzene right now, and that's from water bottles and chemtrails and that kind of thing. There is a hip muscle. Lipotropin is an issue right now. Peptides, being able to reproduce the peptides at this point. I'm going to put your two notes together, your two genetic notes together, because you're attracted to the lemon. You said lemon yellow. Okay, I'm going to go look at your June and look at your note of E and put those two notes together, and we'll be able to see what your stress is right now. Your stress is magnesium and being able to use minerals in the system. A little bit of problem with swallowing, but not a whole lot. But that's where you are at the moment, using magnesium to be able to use the rest of your minerals. And it is genetic. So from your soul note of the note of D, which is represented by burnt orange, and it used to be the greens, and that's 1, 2, 4 notes away, so that would tell me it was a nutritional issue. But now that it's 2 notes away, it's a genetic issue, and we put the notes together for that, and we see that you're having trouble using minerals. Did you know that already, Andrew?
I think so. I know, like, ever since I've been a kid, like, I've kind of had digestive problems.
Well, the note of D does stand for digestion, circulation of digestion. Let me put the note of D up here, the Gemini. And I just took a wheel, a painter's wheel, put the notes on it that we know represents the colors, and went on. So does anybody else, Marion's got her.
Okay. Mine's March 4th, 1937.
So you're a Pisces.
Pisces.
And what's your favorite color?
Blue.
Now, when we look at Pisces,
uh-oh.
My whole screen went black.
It says that you're at the end of the slideshow.
Oh. Phew. We look at Pisces. And nerves and electrical systems, small body mechanics. This is exactly what's going on with her. And Marion, you just told me your favorite color, and I was manipulating the computer. It freaked me out, so I forgot what you said.
Normally it's blue, but I wear a lot of that violet red.
So that's going to support your circulation. And when you like the color that is your own birthday, that usually means it's a physical issue. So us going after reestablishing your nerves was a good place to go. Moonstone has written something for me. The following one is... Oh, she's talking about the Social Security. I will see if I can pass on some messages to her. Her name is Noreen, and it's the woman that comes to our conferences and does massages all day long for all of you, if any of you remember her. She just turned 65 and applied for Social Security. And then, okay. So I will pass that on to her. Jordan wants to volunteer. Marion, did you have any questions about what we were saying with yours?
You said with the nerve issue?
Yeah, because of the Pisces. This is goes right along with where you were born. In the time of the year, and it made your nerves very vulnerable.
Okay, and what about what's happening today?
Ah, let me go look at that. I forgot that piece. I need to look at your exact, what did you say, March what? March what, Marion?
March 4th, 1937.
March 4th. I got to look through 12 things here. March 4th, okay. March 4th. We have a little computer program. We just punch these numbers in, but it's hard to manipulate all of this at once. Okay, for your number, it's a note of B, and it controls your calcium uptake for your heart and other muscles, and it also... Pardon?
You're breaking up. Can you repeat that? You were breaking up.
It is the ability to uptake calcium for your heart. It's also niacin, which we have on your tone box. When people have Parkinson's, there's a particular cascade of B6, tryptophan, B3, tyrosine, L-DOPA, dopamine, norepinephrine, adrenaline. That whole cascade then stress in Marion. And B3 is the third component of it. And this number for her birthday represents, as a frequency equivalent, the note that represents niacin. Okay, and you said your favorite color is kind of right there. If I forced you to choose another one, what would you choose?
Bright blue.
Bright blue as in the G sharp here or the G?
G sharp.
Okay, that is four notes away. That tells me it's nutritional. So let's look at the nutritional components of that. It is arginine, which helps the body with nitric oxide, which feeds the cells energy. So that is your tendency. It also makes you very susceptible to an amino acid serine, and so bread, because you get this mostly from wheat. And look at this. Your number one stress from just the time of the century you were born makes your toes very susceptible to any kind of frequencies. And it's the adductor of the toes which would add them closer to the body. And Marion, I am going to privately send you a formula that we need to try next time you come in. I don't have any place to put it right this second, but I'm going to, you remember this and send it to me later, would you? Because this is your genetic issues.
Adductor. Would you say adductor for my toes?
Adductor for your toes. I just sent it to you on chat. So
okay.
That's your progressed stuff, but mainly it's niacin. Niacin helps with DNA, it helps with circulation, it helps the use of fat in the blood, and on and on and on and on. Okay, Jordan.
Wow.
It just fits. The math of the body, which is what we want to share with people, is just absolutely, I'm blown away all the time by it.
You're really so right on. Here.
Okay, Jordan wanted to do his, so we're going to give him a mic. Jordan, you now have a mic. Open your mic, Jordan, and we will do your sound.
Okay, you hear me?
Yes, when's your birthday, Jordan?
September 7th.
So you're a Libra?
No,
Virgo. Okay, what's your favorite color?
My favorite color has always been blue.
What shade of blue?
I like orange a lot.
What shade of blue?
I like that. Looking at the screen, I like the blue.
The G-sharp?
G-sharp, yeah.
Okay, so you're three notes away. So that tells me outside influences are going to control your life. The G-sharp is at right angles to the F, if you were to draw lines into that middle circle. So outside, what other people think about you, your perceptions of what people think, anything going on outside of you is the issue. So let's look. You told me your exact birthday, and I forgot. September what? September 7th. Okay, let's go to my magic little computer program here. I have to move some things down. Richard, you could talk while I'm trying to do this, if you would.
I'm stunned by the, fascinated by this. A, because it brings together a lot of information that I know about astrology, and it's a really, once again another amazing, elegant, clean way to have information that's so, it just makes you seem so psychic.
Do you see how it's just numbers and how we're so hardwired for numbers?
Yeah. Well, and I think I really have a very strong hit and feeling that you're right, that they used to just hear these things or feel these things before we got all this noise in our world and we turned those capabilities off. I think that, we knew all this information. That's how the ancients knew this. Like you said, this information is, you've turned it into amazing math, and yet, natives and indigenous people have been using a lot of this information for hundreds of years. It's really amazing. Yeah.
Like with dance and architectures and things like that.
Yeah. Using drumming and toning, and I think most cultures have some sort of drumming, rhythmic, dancing, musical, probably toning. Most shamans that I've ever either been around or studied have some sort of toning or sound-making process they do. We're wired this way.
Jordan, it says about you that you lack oxygen at a cellular level, but from an external influence, not inside the cell making oxygen. So something like germanium, or what else would give him oxygen in his cells? ATP? So you need some external way to provide oxygen to your cells. If not, there's going to be blood clots. You're also very susceptible to dengue fever, so don't go to the Gulf. And if you live in the Gulf, you probably need to move. I'm looking down through here. As it just makes you very susceptible to any kind of bacteria, molds. And if you're an A blood type, you're particularly vulnerable. There's one thing that you can take that I know of that will just take care of all of that. It's grapefruit seed extract. Now, grapefruit, the big things, not grapes, but grapefruit seed extract. And I use the one from Nutrabiotic because I find it to be the best one. I will put it in here.
The Nutrabiotic people really were the founders of most of the research on grapefruit seed extract. And it's phenomenal for what Sherry's talking about. It also can be used topically to, there is actually a line of cleaning products that I tout because they're environmentally pretty darn flawless, and they use grapefruit seed extract in there as an antimicrobial and antifungal for cleaning purposes.
We use a couple of drops of that for the microphones in between clients.
Wow, fabulous.
And it'll get rid of candida and just anything cellular. And Jordan, you need that because you're really lacking oxygen from an external perspective. This is fun. We should do more of this next week because, Richard, we're out of time.
This was great. This was, like I said, it makes you seem so psychic.
Well, people can go look at this themselves and look at the numbers in between. They don't have numbers here. You guys are just going to have to get on board with the Guardian Network and get more of this and look at how we got somebody with their hands up. I'm going to pass them a mic. And if you have a quick question, we can go ahead and answer it. Okay.
Sherry?
Jean, you're on the air.
Hi. I kind of got on here at the last minute. Do you have time to do another sound plan or would another time be different?
I'll do one more quick one.
It's May 14th, 1938.
So you're a Gemini?
Taurus.
Taurus.
May 14th.
May 14th. Okay, a stubborn person. Okay.
Yeah. 1938.
Now my pen won't work. May 14th. Okay. So what's your favorite color?
I love the primary colors, blue, green, and purple together. If it's just one, probably blue comes first.
See, that tells me you're right-brained. So which shade of blue? The light blue or the darker blue?
Darker, the primary colors.
Okay. Well, that tells me that it is a processing issue with you. Because C sharp and G straight across would be physical, but one away, that tells me that is processing. So I'm going to look up your stuff here. And again, I'm having to move. Richard, talk about happy hour while I'm looking up her stuff, would you?
Sure. Happy hour is happy hour. It's where... on a Tuesday afternoon, the information on happy hour is available at soundhealthoptions.com, and there's a link there that will show you the schedule of happy hours. We do it every other Tuesday, and it's an hour, 3 o'clock Pacific Coast time, standard time, where we get together like this only on WebEx, not on radio, just on WebEx. And we can talk about pretty much anything. People can call in just like you have today or be on WebEx and ask a question. And sometimes we have a focus and sometimes we don't. And sometimes Sherry or I might rant for a few minutes at the beginning, but then eventually it is brought around. And you can ask about pretty much anything. You could ask about this. You could have your, a health issue, a joint issue. You can find out about your signature sound. It's a fun, fast hour.
And we had given Stacy some charged water of iron, and it didn't take effect for an hour or so, but she went home a whirlwind and was cleaning her house and everything else. So we're going to hear from Stacy and how charged water helped her, and we're going to announce or release that little charger that we built so that people can put frequencies in things and then drink the water. Now, we tried marijuana the other night, and it didn't work. But there's 19 different ways to do the formulas, so we'll come back to that. Okay, I am ready with Jean's stuff. It's very similar to Richard's. Actually, it's only 3/100ths away from Richard's. The added one piece to yours, because Richard was like digestion and cholesterol, there is some issues with blood pressure in yours, and the blood pressure is a cholesterol issue, and it's because you don't have the cholesterol proteins to break the cholesterol down. Now, Richard has the vicinic acid issue, and yours is from the proteins that make cholesterol do its thing. And in your case, Gene, the vulnerability is blood pressure. Your eye focus is a little bit in stress, not a biggie here. And also the vitamin D. So getting some of the vitamin D will make the calcium work, will make the rest work, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So in your case, it's a process issue. There really isn't a lot of process here to look at except that cholesterol protein. So we'd need to get that up and running. Do you have any trouble with blood pressure or cholesterol?
My blood pressure usually isn't really high, although I've craved salt recently. The vitamin D I do take 3 to 5,000 IUs a day from the advice of my doctor. And I took my contact out today. My eyes are bothering me today. So that's kind of interesting. Having problems with my voice for a period of time now. It doesn't last very long. And I wasn't sure where that is coming from.
Well, come back to happy hour. It's not happening this week, but next Tuesday. And just say we want to look at the voice. Happy hour invitations are on soundhealthoptions.com. Happy hour is free for people. So come in early and tell us you're there, and we'll get you set up. Okay.
I get the email for happy hour. I just am not always where I can come in at that time. But I'll make a point to be there.
Okay, Moonstan says, I wanted to ask you about the charger and where to get it. Sounds like it'll be a product we can order fairly soon from Sound Health. We are going to continue to run tests on it. Tommy is the one that started this. He was charging water as it was in his mouth. And we have found if we charge it with different things, it tastes different. We haven't really gotten to the point where we know what we're doing yet. But with like with the marijuana, it's also the same frequency as progesterone. And high progesterone tends to make you horny. And that's what happened to this guy. And marijuana is not natural, so we may have to have a different formula to make things that aren't natural to the body work. So we're still working on that. And Tommy says, if you want to transcend the numbers you were born with, I suppose you could fight sound with sound. Tommy is one of our longtime practitioners. He's been with us for over a decade. That is a great question, Tommy, of why people would want to go against their nature. That is a whole nother show. That is opposite. That is an awesome statement. This has been an awesome class, and this will
that was really fun.
When will this be up online so people can look and listen to it again?
Well, the audio will be the Blog Talk Radio feed, which is still going. I was concerned because last week we had problems when it stopped at the hour, but it's still recording. So the entire show will be available probably in about 15 or 20 minutes on the Blog Talk Radio link, and you can get that link over at soundhealthoptions.com.
Okay, do you put up the latest show there at the blog?
It will automatically, I have it set up so it'll automatically post up at the blog. You can also just go to the Sound Health Options page and click on the Blog Talk Radio link, and that player there in about 15 or 20 minutes, sometimes sooner, will have the show available for listening to.
Okay, and for the forum, it's health.groups.yahoo.com/group/ I'm thinking here, Guardian Network. So we've downloaded that PowerPoint for you so you can look at all those little color triangles. And I just created that yesterday. It's got some color errors in it, but I'll get it fixed so it'll be better and I'll repost it. So let us know what you want us to post. Let us know what you want to see on those forums. Ask us some questions, and we'll get all of this going. Carol has volunteered to be the moderator. She's been with us. Carol, what, three, I don't know how long you've been with us. Seems forever. 3 years or so? Carol? 3 years?
Yes.
Okay, so She volunteered a long time ago, and we just couldn't get it together with the website person to get that forum done, so I just finally did it yesterday because Carol's full of good information, so a lot of you on here. And you old-timers, Cincy Bob and Moonstone and Andrew and some of you old-timers, please join us on that forum so you can be part of helping the newbies. Great show. You can listen to it. Get in touch with Kylie on Monday if you want to watch it again. But All you have to do is download that PowerPoint, and you got what we talked about. Richard, thank you.
Thank you very much. This was a blast.
I like this show. You know, I hated Rumor Mill News because it was 3 hours long, and I don't know why I hated it so badly.
Well, that's a separate show.
Well, we had to bring in everybody else's stuff all at the same time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
When I don't want to do something that bad, the universe is saying, "Go do it another way."
Run for the hills.
Pardon?
Run for the hills when you have that feeling. It's true. Pay attention to that little voice.
Yeah, it's just too long.
Yeah.
Absolutely too long.
Yeah.
For me. So thank you for joining us, all of you. You know that you can write to me. You may have hated it, but you did some great programs. Well, thank you, Moonstone. That is wonderful that she's saying that.
Thank you, Moon.
Okay, I'm going to put my email up here. Richard, you going to put yours? Oh, Jean said,
sure.
True. I'm wondering if they're going to save those shows, Richard, or if there's some way that we can...
Oh, maybe there's some way I can pull them out of archives so that we can have them in case they dump them.
Yeah, you know, the very first one you and I did was just an incredible show.
I don't remember what it was, but I know it was fun. It was good.
It was on the 16th, I remember, of, was it May? I can't remember. The first one on Rumor Mill. But everybody loved it. We got such good email back. Even Raylan came and said, "I love his voice. I want him on my show."
Oh, that's right. I remember now, yeah.
Well, thank all of you for being here. You can go in and grab all of these links if you want to look at that again. And we'll see you next week.
Thanks very much. See you next week, everybody.